Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Take Pride in Retirement. Matt McClure here with you, your host, your advisor, your friend, your pal, and your confidant. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. This time around, really do appreciate it. As always, I say it every time because I mean it every time. You can get us wherever you listen to podcasts, and so wherever you're listening, I thank you for doing that very thing. It's an easy thing to do, but you know what? Like spending time actually doing something that has to do with little old me just makes me giddy inside. So I appreciate that. This is the show, and today is going to be no different than this, where we help LGBTQ plus individuals and families build some financial confidence, really protect their future, protect what they've already earned and saved and maybe invested and all the things, and then move into retirement with a sense of clarity and a sense of purpose and a sense of pride. Obviously, that's why it's called Take Pride in Retirement. In case it's your first time joining, I am Matt McClure. I am, of course, all of the things that I said at the beginning. I am also a registered Social Security analyst. I am a certified annuity specialist. Those are my certifications that I have professionally. And I act in a fiduciary capacity, meaning that when I work one-on-one with folks, I act in their best interests. I have to. I am bound by that. I would anyway, but I am bound by that, not only from like a regulatory legal standpoint, but a moral standpoint as well. And that's what I do. Of course, here on the show, it's all for educational purposes, meaning I am sharing kind of more generic information with you because it's a kind of a one-way communication thing, right? Like I don't know your particular investment objectives and your financial situation and all of those things. So this is educational, but if we were to work one-on-one together, then it would be in a fiduciary capacity. So I would encourage you to go to takeprideinretirement.com. Takeprideinretirement.com. That is the website. Easy to remember because it's the name of the show.com. And on the upper right-hand part of the homepage there, there is a link that says schedule a consultation. What do you do when you click that button? You schedule a consultation. It actually takes you directly into my calendar. You can see my real-time availability there. Book a meeting directly with me, and we can take a look at your situation. It's absolutely free to do that. No cost, no obligation of any kind. We would only work together if you decide that that's what's best for you. And so that's as easy as it is. So takeprideinretirement.com. That's the website. The phone number, if you prefer that method of communication, is 855-246-9211. 855-246-9211. Okay, so enough of that. I mentioned that we've got, you know, a lot of education coming up here on the show today. But what about? What are we going to talk about? Well, this particular episode of the show is kind of like a year-end checklist for you. It is going to be, you know, a look at kind of those key financial moves. And we're going to take LGBTQ plus considerations into account here as we walk through those end of the year financial moves to make before 2026 arrives. I'll have some important reminders for you and all of that as well. I'll also talk a bit about how to start strong with your financial plan and your retirement plan, even if you started late. And a lot of people in the LGBTQ plus community get a later start just because of different, you know, circumstances. And so we'll talk about that, and I'll go more into that in just a little bit. Also some holiday scams that are this time of the year. We'll touch on those. And then I'll tell you about a little bit of kind of a cute look. I mean, it's not, inflation's not cute, but the, and the cost of the stuff still going up, not cute, but it's kind of a cute look at inflation around Christmas time that kind of makes me chuckle, even though it talks about how prices have gone up. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes as well. First, though, let's get some inspiration for our conversation, shall we? And it's going to happen via our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And our quote of the week this time around comes from Jason Collins, who is a former NBA player, a very, very good NBA player, and also was kind of the first, not kind of, he was the first openly gay LGBTQ plus community member of, I guess, well, I should just say the openly gay person to play in the kind of the four big major U.S. sports. Jason Collins, former NBA player, and actually just recently announced that he has a stage 4 form of brain cancer. So our prayers, our thoughts, our good wishes are with him as he fights that fight as well. Just want to put that out there. But Jason Collins with some inspiring words for us. And he said this: openness may not completely disarm prejudice, but it's a good place to start. Openness may not completely disarm prejudice, but it's a good place to start. Wow. And that is true, obviously, in life in general, right? Because if you're open to, you know, listening to others, if you're opening to people who may not look like you, talk like you, act like you, be like you in general, then you are more likely to have whatever prejudices you might have disarmed. You're likely to be disarmed of those, because if you are open to that person or that situation, that individual, that community, then you have more of a human connection. You have more of a willingness to learn. And I find that that's not only true in, you know, when we're talking about finances, when we're talking about life rather, but when we're talking about finances, if you're open maybe to some things that you hadn't thought of before, if you're open to some support that you hadn't considered before, if you are open to just some help with your finances, that can really disarm fear about retirement. And so I encourage you, again, go to takeprideinretirement.com, takeprideinretirement.com. That's the website. Just go there and you can schedule that free consultation. It's at the top of the screen there on the homepage. All right. Well, okay, so what to do before the end of the year? 2025 is coming to an end quickly. I cannot believe it. I know everybody says this, but my gosh, the older I get, the more time flies. I am, I'm now in my mid-40s, and I look back on it and I'm like, wasn't I just like in my 20s? Wasn't I just like a teenager? You know, it's very weird. But I also, every year, I think it gets to this time of the year and I'm like, didn't we just do this? Like, wasn't it just last year at Christmas time, or, you know, at whatever the holidays that you might celebrate are time? Yeah, it's crazy. But before the end of this year sneaks up on us even more quickly than we imagine, here are some things for you to do before the end of the year. And this is with an LGBTQ plus focus, right? Because year-end planning matters for everybody. I think it especially matters for LGBTQ plus folks for some specific reasons here, because we face unique challenges and they often compound the challenges that everybody faces, right? So maybe unequal lifetime earnings due to wage discrimination in the past, or maybe even in the present, or, you know, career interruptions. You know, I've shared recently that I was let go from a job because of my sexual orientation several years back. And so it was, you know, it's obviously not a happy occasion to have a career interruption like that. And it led to a lot of financial woes for me for many, many years, because I then got into a financial hole that I had to dig myself out of. And back then, I didn't know exactly how to do that. And I wasn't as disciplined as I should have been back then. So taking those mistakes that I have learned and now couple that with the education that I've gotten and the people that I've worked with and the circumstances that I've seen and just the life that I've lived, for God's sake, I can go forward and help people not make those same mistakes. And that's really the core of what I do, essentially. But also LGBTQ plus folks have a higher likelihood of retiring single. Maybe you don't have spousal benefits that you can rely on, less access to family caregiver support. Maybe you've got that chosen family instead of that that biological family that you rely on. And, you know, circumstances are just different for everybody. Higher healthcare costs, perhaps greater reliance on long-term care services because of that lack of access to family caregiver support. Gaps in estate protections if documents haven't been updated. Let's say you were married and you got divorced, but you didn't update your documents. Well, update those documents. Make sure your beneficiaries are updated, things like that. And that's going to be one of the elements we talk about here. And so the end of the year really is an opportunity for a fresh start, kind of level that playing field as you head into 2026 by making some strategic moves going in. So number one for this LGBTQ plus focused year-end checklist, revisit that budget and revisit your spending habits with your reality in mind and not somebody else's, not rules of thumb that you've heard maybe, which they can be good, but don't treat them like absolutes. As Obi-Wan Kenobi said, only a Sith deals in absolutes. So don't be a Sith. But the reality is that you have to take your reality into account. And so, like, let's frame this in the context of inflation as we look at this. Inflation affects everybody, right? But LGBTQ plus households often experience higher housing costs, less generational wealth, and especially like on a per capita basis, if you are unpartnered, if you are, you know, living without a larger family unit, that kind of a thing. Increased medical expenses as you get older as well, especially things like long-term care. I mentioned it just a minute ago. You don't necessarily have that structure around you that, you know, oh, the kids are going to care for me when I, you know, reach a certain age and a certain level of health, et cetera, et cetera. And so a year-end review of all of those things, all of your spending and your budget, the what's coming in, what's going out, just take a minute to sort of take stock of what the year hath wrought for you. And it really helps redefine what your retirement lifestyle can support and has to support. You know, I mean, if you take a look at what you spend now and what is coming in now, you can really say, oh, did I prioritize the things that I'm supposed to be prioritizing? And just by doing that, just by stepping back and taking stock, then you can reallocate, to use another financial phrase. You can refocus your attention where maybe it should be, more of it, right? Number two is to check your debts, especially if, like me, that I shared a minute ago, that is some past discrimination created financial setbacks for you. Now, you're often, and I speak from personal experience on this, so this is not true for everybody, obviously, but in my personal experience as an LGBTQ plus person, we're more likely to have higher credit card balances, lower credit scores a lot of the time, fewer assets, all because of past discrimination. This has not obviously happened to everyone, but aside from myself, I do know others whom this has happened to. And so now, if that is your situation, if you are still trying to recover, dig yourself out of that hole, whatever the situation might be, at the year's end, it is a prime time to reduce high interest debt, to take a look again, to reassess, to refocus your attention on making sure that the money that you have, the assets that you have, are going where they need to go, and that you're focusing enough on bringing down that high interest debt before you enter retirement. Because the less debt you have in retirement, the happier you're gonna be. And that is true the vast majority of the time. Obviously not necessarily a universal truth, but Pretty much the people that I've encountered, the less debt that they have, the more secure they feel about their retirement. Number three, make sure you're maxing out those retirement accounts. Catch-up contributions can matter a lot more for LGBTQ plus folks, because if you're over 50, the IRS allows you to catch up on your contributions. It allow you to contribute a little bit extra to those IRAs, 401ks, et cetera. And here's the thing, it's actually 50 and a half, I believe, but if you're over that age, the IRS allows those catch-up contributions, and a lot of LGBTQ plus retirees begin building wealth later because of some of those issues that I've mentioned. And I know that that's been true for me in my life, but the catch-up contributions, if you are over that 50 plus age, that can help close the gap for you quickly. More on that in just a minute. Number four, run the numbers for your RMDs. Those are required minimum distributions. Yes, the RMDs are basically, if this is a thing that you have not heard of or are not familiar with yet because you are not of age to do those things, if you are age 73 and older, eventually it'll go up to 75, but if you are age 73 and older, from any tax qualified accounts, so these are like tax deferred accounts, 401ks, IRAs, that kind of thing, 403bs, TSP, if you're a federal employee, those kind of deals. Uncle Sam says, I've given you a tax break your whole working life because you haven't paid a penny on this yet as far as taxes go. So now if you're 73, eventually, again, it'll go up to 75. I want my money. Show me the money. And so those are basically what RMDs are. The government requires you to withdraw a certain amount every year based on a percentage of whatever is in those accounts. And otherwise, you can face a hefty penalty, up to 25% of the amount due. And so LGBTQ plus retirees are more likely to rely heavily on personal savings rather than spousal benefits, because again, more of us are single, more of us go into retirement unmarried. And so, coordinated withdrawal planning is really crucial. Those RMDs are due December 31st each year after you turn 73 or eventually 75. And so you got to plan that. You got to make sure that you handle that. And you can't call up the IRS and say, oh, check's in the mail on, at 11:59 p.m. December 31st. No, that RMD has to have been processed by December 31st, right? That's the deadline. Number five is to make tax-sensitive moves with LGBTQ plus estate and beneficiary issues in mind. Review things like tax loss harvesting, charitable giving, including maybe your favorite nonprofits that may have an LGBTQ plus focus. Qualified charitable distributions, QCDs, that is a great way to do that type of thing. And make sure that all, again, of your beneficiary designations, make sure all of those reflect current legal relationships. Married, partnered, chosen family, whatever the situation might be. Again, if you were married, and I talked to someone not all that long ago who had been married, he had been married to a woman previously, had that relationship for many, many years, had gotten divorced, and now was getting married to his partner, to a man. And he was like, I need to make sure that, things are taken care of properly here and that all of my money is going to go to is going to go to my soon to be husband. And so, had to make sure that all of those beneficiary designations were updated. Because otherwise, had something tragic happened, he would have been in a situation where he would have been married to his now husband, but the ex-wife would have gotten everything had he not updated any beneficiary designations on any accounts or life insurance or whatever. So make sure that all of those are updated. Number six is to review your insurance, your legal documents, and your estate plan. So in addition to those beneficiary designations, make sure that your wills are updated. Healthcare proxies name the correct people and not maybe estranged family. Powers of attorney are valid in your estate, things like that. And so the law, you know, may default without those documents and the beneficiary designations and all that, without all of that being in place, the law may default to biological relatives who you may not have a relationship with. And that's not appropriate for a lot of LGBTQ plus listeners, obviously. Number seven is to replenish that emergency fund. And this is something that I think everybody needs to be better about. Usually, at least most of the people that I have come in contact with need to be focused on building a larger cushion for life, right? Caregiving support may be limited. An emergency fund is essential in that situation. You know, even when you have a home and you've been, say, a single income household rather than a dual income household, having an emergency fund, even more important, because what if the HVAC goes, right? What if, God forbid, there's a pipe that breaks and there's a big flood the day before Thanksgiving, which I'm totally not speaking from experience on. Didn't happen this year. It happened a few years back. But anyway, I didn't cause a great flood. What are you talking about? Anyway, it's, you know, you got to just make sure that you have enough financial cushion there in case a crisis happens. Well, not even in case, when a crisis happens, right? Because it will. So, you know, if you want help in putting all these things together at the end of the year, beginning of next year, hey, middle of next year, whenever, I frame this as a year-end checklist, but you can do a lot of these things anytime. It's just right now, as the calendar is getting ready to turn, it's a good time to take stock, you know? But if you want help and need help putting all this together in an LGBTQ plus affirming way, working with someone who understands the community, who's a member of the community, give me a call, 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211, or you can visit takeprideinretirement.com, takeprideinretirement.com. That's the name of the show, you know, Take Pride in Retirement. And I'll be glad to walk through all those things, the budgeting, future tax planning, retirement readiness, legal protections that every LGBTQ person needs to take into account. Make sure that those T's are crossed, those I's are dotted. Again, takeprideinretirement.com. All right, so this one is a great topic, I feel like, to talk about. Starting strong, even if you started late. I shared that, you know, I kind of had a bunch of financial hiccups earlier on in my life. So I get it. Like, a lot of LGBTQ plus people have had things like this happen. And many people started adulthood with things like rejection, career setbacks, medical costs that may have been higher due to things like career setbacks. Let's say, you know, you lost a job because of discrimination, then you had no health insurance, and then you had to, you know, foot the bill for all the things medically. And so that can dig yourself into a big hole very quickly. Wage discrimination, caring for chosen family, inconsistent access to employer benefits, as I was just mentioning there. And those factors can create this sort of feeling of being late to the party, late to the retirement planning party. But here's the thing, don't let that determine your future. Don't let that control your mindset. You need to shift that mindset. And so you need to choose to not be held back by your perceptions, but you need to choose a challenge for yourself. And I'll explain what that means. Choose a challenge that inspires you, right? Like, I want a retirement where I am safe and secure and independent and can do the things I want to do. Let's say that's your vision for your retirement, your smart vision that we talk about. So that is, look at that as your challenge. Look at that as the thing that is going to be the thing that inspires you, the thing that motivates you. And so choosing the challenge means that you don't need to be perfect along the way, right? You can make mistakes and have hiccups and all of that stuff. So you don't have to be perfect along the way, but you do need to take a first step. You need to take that journey, set yourself up for that challenge. And your lived experience does not disqualify you from a strong retirement. I'll say that again. Your lived experience does not disqualify you from a strong retirement, from that retirement you can take pride in. Because things happen in life. Setbacks happen. And those things that happen to us are not the things that define us. It's how we react to them, how we learn from them, how we grow from them in the future. And so one of the ways that I like to kind of frame this discussion is by thinking about JFK, which is kind of an odd thing to say as a segue, I guess. But if you think about how inspiring JFK was, especially in that the moonshot speech, right, where he talked about going to the moon. He said, we choose to go to the moon and to do the other things, because he set several goals over the next decade, which was the 1960s at the time. He says, we choose to go to the moon and do these other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard, because they're challenges, because they're things that we can aspire to. So if your challenge is having a retirement you can take pride in, aspire to that and set things in motion to get you there. And you, again, you don't have to be perfect. It's kind of like taking a little bit of a different look at a plan, because with a plan, you feel like, oh God, I'm boxed in and I can't have this Starbucks latte or whatever, you know, that day. No, it's not about perfection. It's about progress. And so that is how I want to emphasize this part of the discussion today. Impossible goals become possible when you have the right tools and the right team. And even in the beginning, you know, when JFK did that speech, America didn't have the right tools or the right, they did have the right team, not necessarily the right tools or technology, but that goal was achieved by the end of the decade, even after Kennedy himself had been tragically assassinated. And so America achieved that goal that Kennedy set out to achieve. And so, again, I use this to say, even if you feel like it's too late for you, maybe you got a late start. Maybe you're in your 50s or even your 60s. It's not too late, especially for LGBTQ plus retirees. And I'll tell you why. From my experience and from, you know, some different folks that I actually spoke with this week, people in their 50s and in their 60s often make more progress than those in their 30s. Because there's that sense of urgency, first of all, right? You're getting closer to the date. You have more stable income when you're in your 50s and 60s. You have access to those catch-up contributions we talked about. You have clarity about what actually matters. You're in your 30s, you're not necessarily thinking about retirement. Although I do have my youngest client is in his early 30s, and he's thinking about it right now. Wants to retire early, and I'm like, gosh, I wish I had that mentality back then. I did not, and most people don't. But here's the thing. If you are in your 50s and 60s, you're more likely to have that mindset. And so you know your why, right? You have that strong sense of why. You have the opportunity to correct these gaps caused by discrimination and instability earlier in life. You may not have quite as much time, but you do have time. You know, when was the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the next best time? Right now. And so with coordinated support, with all of the things that we've talked about as far as the year-end checklist and all this stuff, Social Security strategy as well, income planning, mapping out your sort of outlook for healthcare, you can turn uncertainty into progress. So the bottom line here is that your retirement is worth that challenge. Whether you're partnered, whether you're single, whether you're married, or you're part of a chosen family unit, you deserve a plan that honors your life and protects what you have, protects your future, sets you up for a successful retirement. So go to takeprideinretirement.com. That's takeprideinretirement.com. Schedule a free consultation. And when I say free, I mean free. That's spelled F-R-E-E, free. No obligation, no cost at all. Just a few minutes of your time to see if you can make your future better. And future, you will thank you for that, by the way. You can also call me 855-246-9211. All right, a couple quick things here before we run for this time around. Number one is to beware of holiday scams out there. I've noticed more of these, and LGBTQ plus people can be disproportionately targeted with these because of a few things. People may live alone, and so that is a big flashing sign for the scammers to be like, ooh, this person lives alone. They're lonely. They want somebody to talk to. They'll answer. They'll be more susceptible to my pitch. It's a thing. Because scammers often prey on those people. People who have, who are getting on up there without children. Those are people that scammers target as well. Scammers also prey on people who maybe feel socially isolated because of that dynamic that I just mentioned, or rely heavily on online communities. And those patterns do tend to overlap with the LGBTQ plus community and the demographic pretty heavily. More than half of Americans actually reported, according to AARP, receiving fake shipping notifications. LGBTQ plus individuals who tend to shop online more frequently are especially vulnerable with that. And so AARP, out with their report this year on big scams, and different scams are affecting people this year. Those fake delivery alerts, you know, your shipment could not be delivered because of XYZ thing. No. If you get a text that says, this is UPS and we couldn't deliver your package, do not click a link in that message. Go online to UPS. Hopefully you have a UPS account. FedEx, same thing. Postal Service, same thing. And even Amazon, really. And look at your accounts there and see if you actually have a package that's on its way to you. If you don't have one of those accounts, call UPS, FedEx, Amazon, whoever. And make sure that this is a legitimate thing. Chances are it's not, but just make sure, just in case. But do not click a link in whatever type message you receive. Fraudulent social media marketplace ads are out there as well. You know, send me money and I'll let you come pick up this thing. And then they never show up or they never ship the thing. Gift cards that have already been drained. That's one that's been around a couple of years now in a really big way. Fake charity solicitations. People saying, oh, give to the Human Rights Campaign or give to this other organization. And here's my PayPal or my Venmo or whatever. LGBTQ plus focused charities are not exempt from those type of scams. So make sure that you go directly, if you want to give, go directly to that organization. Romance scams targeting older LGBTQ plus adults. Again, there's that social isolation piece that comes in with that. So stay safe. Again, never click on those links in delivery texts. Go directly to the USPS, UPS, or FedEx. Avoid any unfamiliar online retailers. Only shop with legitimate places, like those places that you know of, the big retailers, or if it's a local place that has a website, make sure that you're on the right website. You know, maybe call that retailer and say, hey, is this your website? Yes or no, whatever. Make sure that any gift cards that you want to buy have not been tampered with, have not had, you know, the back scratched off where you can see the code and that kind of thing. Verify LGBTQ plus charities, as I was saying. Use credit cards as well instead of debit cards for online purchases. This is a biggie because those credit cards tend to have better protections against scams and against purchases that are fraudulent, right? All right, and one last thing here before we run, I wanted to sort of mention this. It was the thing that I said was kind of cute. Even though, prices going up are not that cute. But PNC, the bank, comes out every year with its what they call the Christmas Price Index, the CPI. Obviously a play on Consumer Price Index, which is a federal government statistic of inflation. But the Christmas Price Index is something that happens every year as well around this time. And it kind of takes a look at the items in the 12 Days of Christmas, the song, the Christmas Carol. And it shows how much the cost of all of those things have gone up. So the PNC Christmas Price Index shows that if you buy all 12 gifts from the 12 Days of Christmas, that would cost you $51,476 and change. So 51,476. That's up 4.5% from last year. So yeah, it's pretty big of a deal there. Purchasing all 364 gifts in the full song. So, you know, it repeats and repeats and repeats, right? So purchasing all 364 gifts that are in that full song, that would total about $218,000 and change. So this year's price increase outpaced U.S. inflation, which was about 3% year over year as of last month. What drove that jump? Well, gold saw the biggest leap. So five golden rings, that category, rose 32.5%. That's the biggest increase among all of the gifts. The pear tree, which is often used as a proxy for housing-related costs because, you know, lumber, that rose 14.3%. So the pear tree price is going up. Several items, though, had no price increase at all, like turtle doves, French hens, calling birds, swans of swimming, maids of milking. I've often wondered, like, could we get a gift that's not a bird? I just, you know, why so many birds being given in this song? And if you exclude the volatile swans category, swans tend to be volatile in this index for some reason. 6.1% was what the Christmas price index rose. So, you know, five golden rings, they've never cost more. And if you thought that holiday shopping was just about joy and cheer, your wallet may say otherwise. So keep an eye on your spending this year and maybe skip out on those swans or any other birds. Again, don't know why. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Take Pride in Retirement. Again, thank you so much for being a part of the show. I am Matt McClure, as I said at the top of the show. I probably need to say my name more often. But if you are a first-time listener, I thank you for listening to the entire show. Really do appreciate that. And I thank you for just taking the time to hopefully learn a little something. Even if you don't like reach out and get the free consultation, which obviously I encourage you to do, you've been listening to the show and hopefully gotten something from it. So I thank you for that. I do encourage you, though, to reach out. Go to takeprideinretirement.com. Again, that's takeprideinretirement.com. That's the website for the show. Click on schedule a consultation in the upper right-hand corner, and I'll be glad to sit down with you and look at your financial situation, get things in order for you, make sure that your assets are allocated, they match your risk tolerance, make sure that you get protection, make sure that you have some guarantees in your financial life, and make sure that you've got a plan for income in retirement that's going to meet your needs. So I thank you for that. I thank you for listening. I also encourage you to give me a call, 855-246-9211. So thanks so much. And I will say this, as I say each and every time, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ plus community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Matt McClure and Active Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information.